This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Mark Gastineau. You're listening to the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Thank you, Mark, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We are coming to you live from 317 Main in Farmingdale. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think you could add another person into this place. It is so jam-packed.
It is.
So everybody that's here, thank you for coming.
Woo!
And we had a lot of stuff.
Feeling the energy today.
Do you feel it?
I'm feeling the vibe today. I'm liking it.
All right, cool. Now, you have to like the Jets vibe from yesterday. Don, you made a very interesting comment off the air.
Salient,
I think. It was salient. I think you should make that point to everybody listening and everybody here.
It's not for me to say, not growing up a Jet fan, although I was part of their family for 16 years. But I think you can make the case that outside of Super Bowl III, last night was the greatest night in Jet history. You had two historic players confirmed that they're going to the Hall of Fame, and Darrelle Revis and Joe Klecko, and it's about time for Klecko. He was disrespected for 20-plus years, finally getting to the Hall of Fame. And then Sauce, Garrett Wilson, you know, the best of the best that rookies could offer, offense and defensive rookies of the year, all announced on the same day. The Jets own the day. National broadcast, and they own the day. Their future and their past all honored in one day. Can you really name me? Maybe what, going to the championship games, playoff wins and all that, but how proud are you today to be a Jet fan? Should be celebrated. And a note for somebody who went a couple of times to Canton, if you're a Jet fan and you have the means, make sure you're out there that first week of August for the induction ceremony. They do a great job. Celebrate Revis, celebrate Klecko at Canton. You could stay in Cleveland. It's like a 40-minute drive to Canton. And the Jets are playing in the Hall of Fame game this year. They haven't announced the opponent yet.
Really?
So get out there.
Look at Don.
Wow, he's fired
Move
up.
Your rump and get out there. If you have the means. If you have the means, I'm saying. I don't want to say, you know, put money in people's pocket.
Or take it out.
But I think that's a great day. Really, last night, no exaggeration. Name a better day.
It was an unbelievable day. And, you know, I also read a story. I don't know if you saw this story. And, you know how we feel about Joe Namath, right?
Love him.
So he had found out that Klecko was going to get in. But Klecko didn't know, so Joe flew up from Florida and knocked on Joe Klecko's door, and Joe was actually wearing the yellow jacket, the ugly Century 21 jacket. Why don't we listen to that exchange?
Hey, honey, Joe Namath came to lunch.
Klecko.
Hi, baby.
Welcome. Oh. Welcome to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Oh, my God.
2023.
Oh, it couldn't be by any way else better.
God, wow. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Oh, man. Oh, Joe, I got to admit, it's never been as good to see it as now. Really, it is. Thank you, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's awesome.
I mean, we've always said that Joe is the man. But, like, isn't that just the ultimate proof of the guy that he is?
Right. He volunteered. He said, I want to fly up and tell him myself.
That is so – he is such a cool guy.
It means something. It does. And I wish I could remember who said it. Well, what does it matter about the Hall of Fame? You know how good a player you are, or everybody can acknowledge how great you are. Why do you need that confirmation to go to the Hall? Because I still think it's important. It's acknowledgement to people. There's only a select few that get chosen to do that. And in a lot of ways, guys, you know, the championships are kind of fickle. You got to be in the right situation. You got to play for the right team. You've got to get a lot of breaks to be able to win that championship. But to be able to go to the Hall of Fame is at equal a plateau of just that you're the best of the best. There are great players in every sport, but how many can get acknowledged to go to that realm? And that's why I'm really kind of protective of these legends committees that let their buddies in. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be the Hall of Very Good. It should be the Hall of Great, all-time greats. And anybody that watched Joe Klecko play, Pro Bowl, three different positions on the defensive line, an anchor of those great Jet defenses, maybe didn't culminate in a championship, but it was a Hall of Fame career, and I'm glad they were finally able to acknowledge it, and he's here to enjoy it.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I did some reading up on Joe yesterday,
you know, they moved him around.
Yeah.
You know, from tackle to end. Then they went to a 3-4 to center, to nose tackle. And he made the Pro Bowl on every single one of those. I still don't know. We're going to talk to Joe Klecko in the 4 o'clock hour. Why it took so long to make it. It doesn't make any sense. He's clearly a Hall of Fame player. You don't make the Pro Bowl, you know, at three different positions. And the fact that he agreed to switch all the time, I want to ask him why.
Well, this was the argument that kept Harry Carson out for as long. The way the committee, it was 14 riders. Each team is represented by a writer, and then there's national guys that all sit there, and they actually get into a room and convince the others to vote for the guy they're petitioning for. And Vinny Vitrano was the one that literally stood on the table to convince them to vote for Lawrence Taylor because of all of his pasts, all the years covering the Giants, and you convince them. Because Joe Klecko played in an era, let's face it, the Jets didn't play on Monday Night Football a lot. There were not as many Sunday night games. There was no Thursday night game. There was no NFL Sunday ticket. So if you covered the San Diego Chargers for 20 years, how many times literally did you see Joe Klecko play? A handful of times. So you have to convince that guy how great he is. We got to see him all the time. And now, because there's so much access to football, you can't be great without seeing him a dozen times during the course of the year. But, Peter, back in the 70s and 80s, how often did you see Joe Klecko or Harry Carson or any of those great players play?
Well, my question for you is, how many is the total number of Jets Hall of Famers that are really known as Jets prior to yesterday? What is it, like four?
Well, it's Namath, Maynard, and who else?
Eubank.
Curtis
Martin played a long time with the Patriots.
He's a Jet.
Right.
Curtis Martin's a Jet. No.
Sad. No Wayne Krabet. No Keyshawn Johnson's in the College Football Hall of Fame, but he's not in the NFL Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry to report that John Riggins is not thought of as a Jet.
No, very good Jet.
Matter
of fact, the Jets actually had a rule within the organization, they wouldn't retire your number unless you went to the Hall of Fame, and they finally had to waive it because it was unfair to Marty Lyons and Joe Klecko not to get their numbers retired, waiting for the Hall to call. They finally did for Klecko. So, yeah, there's not a lot. There's not a lot. That's why this is a big day. And in Darrell Revis, anybody more deserving of him? So, as Michael said, Namath and Maynard are the two that pop up. Curtis Martin spent some time with the Patriots. Now you've got Revis, and now you've got Klecko.
Now, as good a day as yesterday was for the Jets, Don thinks it could be the biggest day in Jet history other than Super Bowl III. It was the worst day for Don LaGreca.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Don made a bet with a caller who said before the season began that the Jets were going to have the offensive and the defensive rookie of the year.
Any of you guys know about this bet? Have you heard about this bet in the back?
Of course they have. They listen.
You want to hear it? Oh, we have the audio of the bet. Let's hear what happened.
We'll start with Shaq and Edison. What's up, Shaq?
All right, I got a bet for Don if he's interested.
Yes, go ahead.
I think that the New York Jets will have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year this year on the same team. If I'm right, then you guys got to give me Jets season tickets. If I'm wrong, I will buy Don sesame chicken every weekend for the rest of his life.
Wait a minute. Come on. First of all, I don't have access to season tickets for the Jets, all right? But let's say that I did. Why, you're going to pay me sesame chicken every week for the rest of my life?
You're
going to lose that bet. You know how hard that is to do? I guess you're saying Sauce Gardner is going to be the defensive rookie of the year, right?
And Breece Hall is going to be the offensive rookie, or it could be Garrett. I'm that confident.
All right, listen, how about this? All right, bet. Because I love sesame chicken. I'd love it free for the rest of my life. Bet.
Wow.
I don't know how I'll get you the season tickets. I'll tell you what. If I can't get you the season tickets, I'll go to StubHub and buy the tickets every game for a season. You will get in the building. If you're right, you'll get in the building. I love the guts.
Well, there you have it. So this bet is actually going to cost Don close to $3,000.
And I'm proud. I'm happy. It's not a bad day for me. It's a great day for me.
Why is it a great day?
Well, here's why it's a great day for me. Because it shows that I have honor.
Right.
And I can't say everybody on this dais does.
What does that mean?
I'm just telling you.
How dare you?
I won't say who. I won't name any names. One of the two of you are gutless. And I'm not. And I'm very proud to be. I'm honored. He got it right. And I'm also, I'm a man of honor. And Shaq kind of is a man of honor because, remember, he backtracked off the sesame chicken. Remember, later on in that show, a buddy called and said, Don, you can't do it to him. You can't make him buy you sesame chicken every week for the rest of your life. So we all agreed he was going to take the show out to the Chinese restaurant around the corner from the station. What's the name of it again? Let's throw it out there.
Shun Lee West.
And so we talked, figuring at some point, be like, yeah, you don't have to get me season tickets. Just get me to a couple of games. He never backed off, but I honor the bet. He won. I've already done the investigation. I know somebody that is selling season tickets. So not only is he going to get into the building 9 times, that's how bad my luck is. It's a year in which they actually have the 9 home games. He'll get a parking pass. He will get in the building. It's my honor. I think it's like $2,700. It's my honor to do because that's what happens. You make a bet and you lose, and you don't scale it down. You don't negotiate out of it. You pay up. I'm proud. I'm honored. Shaq, we're going to have to work it out. I will present this to you. You're getting in the building, buddy. Now, congratulations.
Now, here's my hope, Peter. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
I want the Jets to get Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, we're in the middle of the Gangrene Report, brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. I want them to get Aaron Rodgers. And I want them to win the AFC East. And I want them to host 3 playoff games.
No.
No, no. That's part of season tickets, buddy.
No.
Oh,
wait,
yes,
no,
it is.
No, no. What are you going to dance on my grave? Don't be a punk about
that's
this,
part
okay?
Of season
no.
Tickets.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
No.
Well, you know, fortunately, we have a live crowd we can ask.
No,
do you
come
guys
on.
Feel that playoff tickets should be included in
no.
the.
No.
Well, there you have
don't
it.
Bully me. First of all, that audio showed that I was kind of bullied into the bet. I wasn't conceited. He suckered me. He said, oh, season tickets.
See, you needed he's me not. There that day.
You're
that
not,
was when
he's
I was
not
suspended.
Getting any playoff tickets. No. Now, listen, through that season ticket, he'll get the chance to buy them before
but
everybody
you have
else.
To buy them
I'm
for
not,
him.
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Because that's not
part
of the deal.
That's part of season tickets.
No, it's not. If it's part of season tickets, then why do you pay for them? Why isn't it part of it?
Oh no, he's right. You have to pay again.
I understand, but you have the choice to
pay.
Yeah,
he'll get the choice, and
so
it'll be up to him. And up to me.
He's got to pay.
So maybe Shaq just decides if he wants to go to the playoff games, and if he does, Don has to pay.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean,
be a man.
No,
come
be
on.
A man. Listen, you would be honest. Let's be. If this was Michael, you'd worm your way out of
no,
it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. You'd worm your way out of
all,
it.
First of all, I wouldn't be
you
so
would
stupid
try
as to make that
first
bet.
Of all, Peter, was it that stupid a bet? When you heard the audio, was it that stupid?
I well, listen, at the time.
First of all, the lore of Sesame Chicken.
I First of all, I agree with you on the sesame chicken. It seemed like an impossibility. I felt very good about Don getting a sesame chicken. We didn't know what Garrett Wilson was going to be.
Well, obviously Shaq did. If somebody called up and made me a bet for Yankee season tickets, I'd hang up on them.
Well, that's because you're a bad guy.
I wouldn't make that kind of bet.
He deserves it. Shaq but, made a great bet and nailed it.
What do you love?
$3,000 for Don. That's a month's pay.
It's closer to a week, but the, but if you
closer,
but if somebody
closer.
Made a bet, what do you love? You love steak, right? We had a delicious steak here.
And you know what? I'll buy my steak rather than bet somebody for it. Not an animal.
But listen, this was during the summer, so you have no say because you're a rumor during the summer.
I wouldn't have allowed you to do it.
No, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I lost. Good for Shaq. He's in the building. We'll talk more if they make the playoffs.
Well, and we're going to talk to Shaq today.
And we're going to talk to Shaq. We'll have this is going to happen. This is going to, even though he scaled his side of it back.
I'm not scaling my side.
Congratulations.
This is how honorable Don is, or dumb, whichever way you'd like to call it. I said to Don, don't buy him season tickets. I mean, the station has a suite. You can get 2 tickets each game. He said, no, I'm buying it.
I know. I actually heard you say it right before the show.
Well, because this was a conversation like, you know, you got to buy them. You can't just get them at the station. It's a bet. You said that.
Well, just so everyone knows, he said that on the air because he wanted to torment you.
Right.
In real life, when we were sitting there, he goes, what are you, an idiot? Get them from the station.
Wait a minute. You just heard the audio. I said, I will get you in the building.
Right.
So I totally could just find a way to get them on the last rung of MetLife for those 9 games.
How are these seats?
Lower bowl.
Lower bowl.
Lower bowl.
Lower bowl.
Yeah.
I'll confirm that.
Those are probably really, really expensive for the playoffs that you have to buy them.
I'm not buying them.
You have to.
No, I don't have to do anything.
It's part of the experience.
I think he's good. I'm
really?
Sorry. I'm sorry, I do.
Again, does he have to get the playoff tickets?
See, look, it's split now. It's split now.
That's because everybody loves him. But bottom line, if it was me.
Speaking of which, why are you holding a wad of cash?
Because I lost a bet to Don earlier this week. I didn't think that LeBron was going to get his record-breaking points.
He needed 36.
Right, and he got 38.
Yeah.
And Don was going to kiss my feet in front of all of you.
By request, by the way, because you're a moron.
Right, no, or I have issues, but
well,
I bet,
fetishes.
I bet $100. $100.
Yeah.
Here you go. Put this toward Shaq's tickets.
Let's travel, a little travel money. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I lost. Good for Shaq.
Sickening. Really sick. Now, speaking of LeBron, did you see what he did? Now, you know I'm a LeBron fan.
The Condor.
I love him.
Yeah.
But he's getting away from me.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, no.
He had a big party yesterday.
No, 2 days ago, yeah. The night of.
Okay, yeah. And he walked into the party. Did you hear this?
No.
With two live goats. That's according to TMZ.
Because
he's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT, but why two?
Just to accentuate that he's the
GOAT.
Was
one to pay tribute to Kareem, the second GOAT.
I doubt it.
Okay.
He knows it's two and live crew, not two live GOATs.
Yesterday, they had a game, and he spoke again. He didn't play because his ankle hurt.
Yeah.
But he spoke it. I mean, how many times? Okay, you did it. Stop.
Did they hold on? When I went to bed, they were winning.
No, they lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
God, they stink. Wow. Did any of their players play?
Well, I'm sure they fielded the team.
Yeah. No, but did the five new guys play?
I'm not quite sure. I didn't watch the game.
Because I'll tell you who did play and played well. Spencer Dinwiddie last night for those Brooklyn Nets.
How about our Nets?
Can you imagine? Tell me what you guys think about this. In a world. Where Jacque Vaughn, who all three of us are big fans of.
Hate the beard, but I like the man.
Just like Anthony Pusick.
Right.
If Jacque Vaughn can somehow manage to keep this team on track and get them to be a quality team after everything that's happened, do you agree? I believe that if this team were to go on a run, like literally stay, what are they now, 11 games over 500?
Right.
Something like that. If they were to stay that good or better throughout the rest of the year, I think they would be more popular in Brooklyn by the end of the year than they were with Kyrie and KD.
I'm not sure they'd be more popular.
I think
there'd be a different level of popularity.
It would be a real fanship that digs in if this team can find a way to win games.
And I'll go, listen, when you don't have a championship, it's hard to really start, you know, complaining or grading any championship. But if they ever won one this way rather than the super team, it would feel better. It would feel more special.
Yes.
And
to
they
say
did
they
it
built it.
Yesterday with a decimated roster. The players from the Suns couldn't play. They were there. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize what a good player Mikal Bridges is. I was reading today that a team offered the Suns 4 first-round draft picks for Bridges alone.
Wow.
So that's how valuable he is, and that's how much people love this guy in the NBA. So that's a nice recovery by the Nets.
So Dinwiddie, 25. Cam Thomas in his first appearance got them 20.
No. That's Cam Thomas has been there.
Oh, sorry.
Cam Johnson's
not there yet.
And that was Cam Thomas didn't even score in the first half.
And Ben Simmons, of course, contributed 8 points.
That's Ben, single digit Ben, I call
doing
him.
Doing what he does.
Yeah. We have a Super Bowl on Sunday. We're allowed to say that, right?
Yeah, sure.
I've never in what is this now? How many Super Bowls we've done together?
Maybe?
Whatever it is, and then in the business 30. I've never seen a more distracting 2 weeks than these 2 weeks of big stories and just days where we didn't have to talk about the Super Bowl because it just didn't grade out with all the other things we were speaking about. Now, today will be different, but really, can you think of another? I know the Porzingis, but that happened the Friday before the Super Bowl. And I'm talking about a full 2 weeks of really good sports talk topics that weren't about what's happening in Arizona on Sunday.
Now, I'd like to take a poll here.
Ooh.
At 317 Maine. So I want you to cheer if you're for the team I say, okay? Because I want to see which way the restaurant's leaning. All right, so who here likes the Chiefs? Okay.
Yay!
Who here likes the Eagles? The Chiefs.
Yeah, but this is not who they think is going to win.
I'm not saying. You know,
no, you can't. You can't because the hatred for the Eagles runs deep,
all
right?
Let me do it again. Who thinks the Chiefs are going to win? And who thinks the Eagles are going to win? Chiefs, right?
It's hard.
Well, it's hard because the Eagles include the boos that come whenever you say the Eagles, and they deserve those boos. I think I feel like nationally, guys, it's very split. It just seems very like everyone split. Is split.
Everybody we talk to eventually comes up with an opinion, but the first thing they say is, oof, I'm swinging back and forth. Because there's real reason between the two teams. But New York's tough, man. First of all, it's Philly in New York, so there's always that natural rival. Giant fans can't stand the Eagles. Do you realize the only team the Jets have never beaten is Philadelphia?
Really?
So nobody's got any love for the Eagles except people that grew up in Philadelphia.
But, you know, if the Eagles do win on Sunday, you know what the color of the Empire State Building will be.
It should be brown for all the horse poop that's going to be consumed in Philly.
Wow. Well, that is the
true.
The Gangrene Report brought to you by 2 by London.
Thank you.
The engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 7 area locations. Now, on the morning show today, DiPietro and Rothenberg,
yeah.
Dave drew the numbers for one side of the Superbox Bonanza.
Okay.
You're going to draw the numbers for the other side.
I hear. 6 o'clock. ENN.
6 o'clock on ENN.
It's fine. I can make time for it. It's a very short announcer lineup this week.
Yeah. It's not going to be difficult
for you. It won't take long.
And it will not be
a good night.
You'll have the radio announcers, too?
Of course. We have time for the radio announcers as well this time. But, yeah, we'll get to that at 6 o'clock.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So we're all set.
Also, your picks. We're waiting until 5:45.
That's the way it works. Well, but we can discuss
the game. Did you send in your pick?
I have not because I was told that you hadn't.
What?
I was told that you had not sent in your pick yet.
It's in.
He told me you hadn't, so I'll send mine in right now.
Send yours. When you asked, he hadn't.
Oh, so now he does.
Well, it had to be before the show, right?
Yeah, okay. I'll do it right now.
What are you typing?
You'll see when we talk about it.
You suck.
All right, you got it, Anthony. All right.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'd love to know.
Well, you will know.
I might find out beforehand.
All right, it's in.
I'm allowed to find out.
It's in. We're allowed to
find
out.
So we're not going to talk about it? Again, we're gonna do treetops until 5:45 on the day of the Super Bowl?
Is it interesting, Anthony?
Joe?
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
No, see, that's unfortunate.
You don't think it's...
No, because, I was going to try to guess along with him. So I'll tell you right now. I think he is going to take the Eagles. And then I said... Do I want to outguess myself because I don't think the Eagles are going to win?
You don't?
No. So the winner of the Super Bowl doesn't go into dunk tank. The loser does.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you don't like the Eagles?
I don't like the Eagles in the game.
Well, then you got to honor yourself. You got to go with your pick.
I did.
And so you just told us your pick. I actually believe that Don ended up landing on the Chiefs. That's how I felt.
Well, we'll see in just a moment.
Wow, this is this is
fun.
Titillating stuff.
By the way, I got confirmation. Not only is it lower bowl with a parking pass, undercover.
Undercover?
Yeah. Oh, these are seats.
Wow. You know how expensive they'll be for the playoffs, right?
Oh, my God.
No,
very
he's not.
Expensive.
He's not. If he's getting in on his own dime.
I don't understand.
Again,
that.
I will.
Why are you so cheap?
Not being cheap. It's just that's a part of the bet. Season tickets. What does it say? It's season tickets. What are the
part
playoffs?
Part of the season
what
is
are
the
playoffs.
Postseason.
Postseason. And they will send an application.
Still has the word season
now,
in it, right?
They will send an application to my house
right.
to fill out for the postseason tickets that I will then send to Shaq and he can go to town.
You do realize, Peter, that people buy season tickets in all sports so they have access to postseason tickets.
I'm aware.
Yeah, that's the advantage.
And he has access.
But if he's spending nearly $3,000
right.
on season tickets, if he were to then get the whole – playoff schedule.
Right.
He might be doubling the number he's spending.
Unfortunately, when you make dumb bets, that's what happens.
First of all, it wasn't a dumb bet. Second of all, it wasn't part of the bet.
He's proud of it. He'd do it again.
But I'm not going to extend myself. The bet was season tickets. He's got season tickets. Season tickets gives you access to postseason. He'll have access to it as long as he's got the funds.
I actually believe, Peter, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to stir it up, that if the Jets get Rodgers and they go all the way to the Super Bowl, he should buy Super Bowl tickets for Shaq, too.
Nope.
And Super Bowl tickets are $2,000 a piece.
Nope.
Minimum.
He won't go. If he's got $2,000, he can go.
Wow.
I'm sure he'll have access. You know, this because there'll probably be a lottery system for season ticket holders. He'll be in the lottery. That's good for him, right? And if he wins, then he'll pay the $2,000 to go.
So you're buying these tickets from your buddy. Why is your buddy giving up the season tickets?
Well, it's none of your business.
I'm asking you.
You got no idea what's going on there.
Yeah. Right. You're not anybody that needs to know that.
Is he going through a divorce? He needs the money?
You know what? No. What is wrong with you?
I'm just wondering.
You know this person, too. What a piece of trash.
He's a piece of trash?
No, you're a piece of trash for asking these questions. I didn't ask him. It's none of my business.
All of a sudden, he's had these tickets forever.
He has.
Since they were the Titans, and now he's giving
them up. I don't know if it goes back that far.
Well, then I
think but what do I need to know everything in his life? If he volunteered the information, I'd be happy to hear it. But I didn't ask because it's not my business.
Listen,
and it's not your business. If it ain't my business, it's certainly not yours.
I'm asking. Please text on the reason you're giving up the tickets. Anyway, 1-800-919-3776. Coming to you live from 317 Main Street.
Oh, yeah.
In Farmingdale. The place is jammed. I would love you to come by.
Damn
it
up. I
would love to create some kind of fire hazard because we've already met the mayor of Farmingdale.
We did.
Very nice guy, and I think I shocked him with my Yankee trivia.
Oh, he was very impressed.
Even
by you.
Even you were impressed, and you're never impressed.
That was very impressive.
I thought, like, honestly, though, part of me thought, like, does he not know who Michael is? Like, he was
so
surprised.
No, he knows exactly, Mike. He wanted to embarrass Michael, and Michael embarrassed him.
It's the mayor you're talking
about. No, I understand that, but he came over hoping you'd get it wrong.
Right.
If he knows you at all, you'd be embarrassed to get it wrong. He skipped to the table to ask you the question.
Right.
He sulked away.
He slinked away.
He didn't have... He was sulking as well.
Sulking and slinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have the same spring in his step as he left the table as when he was heading over.
You know who didn't get those questions right? George Santos did not. He did not get those questions right.
He knows more about baseball than
anyone. But
he
did play for the Yankees, George Santos, in the 50s.
What a career he had for the Yankees.
Is that right?
Good job, Long Island, electing George Santos.
Well,
good
job.
Yeah. It's not you guys. It's not Farmingdale. He's not here, is he? What? It's not Farmingdale at all.
All of a sudden, there's people filing out, Michael. What did you do?
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. Coming to you live from 317 Main in Farmingdale. And now we are really, the only word I can come up with is blessed to be joined by the great Rick DiPietro. Of DiPietro and Rothenberg in the morning. You can hear them every Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Rick, thanks for coming by.
Oh, my pleasure. Look at this crowd you guys got today.
Unbelievable,
look
right?
At this. They're here
amazing.
For you.
Yeah. You know, a Jet fan over there in the Sauce Gardner jersey just brought up a great point that we didn't even bring up.
What's that?
Garrett Wilson won, right, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and probably had the worst quarterbacks in the world throwing to him. Imagine that.
Well,
imagine if they had a great quarterback, the numbers he'd have put up.
That's why we're saying that they could be just a quarterback away, right?
Well, I think Woody said it. I mean, if you're going to go get – they said we need a quarterback. That's the missing piece. And if you're going to go get one, get the best. They hired Nathaniel Hackett. Like, how many Jets fans, if it was just strictly we hired Nathaniel Hackett, would be happy with that?
Right.
You would take phone calls smashing that move because of the disaster that was Denver.
He was rumored for the Commanders. And there was no talk of Rodgers, and I was like, I don't want Nathaniel Hackett. It didn't even cross my mind as something you'd want.
No, I called plays six times, and I think he had one top ten. He had one top ten offense. So it's not been great, but it's all part of their plan to try to get Aaron Rodgers. Hopefully the darkness retreat works. If I have to go fly there myself, I'll sit there for 4 days in the dark. know, make sure he's a Jet.
We've talked about this a lot. If Carr goes to New Orleans,
yep.
Rodgers comes out of his black hole and says, I don't want to play for the Jets. I want to stay with the Packers or retire. Where do the Jets turn? Is it Gorgeous Jimmy?
I think it's got to be Gorgeous Jimmy. I mean, would you be happy with Ryan Tannehill?
No.
I think my big concern, we talked about this morning, is if you go with Jimmy Garoppolo, it's a foregone conclusion that he's probably going to get hurt, right?
Yes.
So do you feel comfortable having Zach Wilson as your backup quarterback?
No. No.
And you have no idea how good Jimmy G is versus just playing in Shanahan's system. So it's really hard to know.
Okay, and I said this at the time. If the thought was, and I don't know if Aaron Rodgers was always the initial thought. Who knew if Green Bay was going to keep him, right? But if the thought was, if it's not Aaron Rodgers, whoever else, it would be Jimmy G. It makes sense. Robert Saleh in San Francisco. Why would you move off Mike LaFleur then?
Right.
Because now he steps in. It's a seamless transition. I know Nathaniel Hackett runs a West Coast offense, but still, like, you're trying to win the second he steps in the building, you're trying to make the playoffs.
But whether or not you believe it or not, we kept hearing that Woody was pushing him to get rid of LaFleur, so right. That might be why.
Well, it might be why, but it's not smart. This is what happened. Like, should the owner be making those decisions? If
right.
Robert Saleh is banging the desk, Mike LaFleur is the guy. We know, Zach, you just admitted the quarterbacks stink. Woody admitted that.
Right.
So if the quarterbacks stink, is it the second Mike LaFleur got fired, he got a job with Sean McVay?
Right.
Can't be that bad.
No, it can't be that bad. But I do think that Woody probably put a lot of heat. And also, LaFleur has to take some heat on not developing Wilson at all, right? There's nothing that really came from really either of the quarterbacks from a development standpoint, even White when you throw in there. But, you know, if Garoppolo goes to Carolina and Carr goes to New Orleans, rather than Tannehill, heck, at that point I'd probably just re-sign White, keep Wilson and try that, then throw in Tannehill, then just hope that you get something out of White and that whoever you have as your offensive coordinator moving forward, Hackett or whoever, can maybe develop Wilson. I don't want Tannehill here. Tannehill just hands the ball off. That's what he did.
If they're sincere about a future for Zach Wilson, if that's a real thing, then I think there is a benefit to Tannehill in terms of that basic learning to be a professional, which he cannot get from Mike White.
That's true.
He can't get that from Ryan Tannehill. So that would be the upside.
Well, I think the beauty of Aaron Rodgers, and again, this is all dependent on what happens during his darkness retreat and everything else, is it's a short-term commitment.
Right.
Like, if you're going to trade what it's going to take to get Aaron Rodgers, you're going to say, we need at least 2 years. But in those 2 years, because Zach Wilson will be going into year three, it's a guy that he's looked up to that maybe some of that just through osmosis can feed itself into Zach Wilson. And by the time Aaron Rodgers is gone, maybe potentially Zach Wilson could take over. But, like, Jimmy G comes in. Jimmy G's 31 years old.
Right.
Like, he's going to be your quarterback. That kind of closes the door for Zach Wilson. I just don't know. Like, the calls we take, and I'm sure the calls you take because I listen to the show every day, is the excitement of the potential of having Aaron Rodgers. To go from it's going to be Aaron Rodgers to maybe Jimmy Garoppolo to, he just signed in Carolina, to now it's going to be Mike White and Zach Wilson.
It'll be awful.
They've got to make this happen, but unfortunately, and it's not up to them. I think they want to make it happen. It's just a matter of whether he wants to do it or not.
I'll ask you this question, and I don't know the answer to this. I don't know if it's already been discussed with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay that it's going to be, hey, we're going to do whatever it takes to facilitate your happiness. We're going to let you go. We're going to move on with Jordan Love. And now, you know, if it's Vegas, we'll make that. We're kind of like the Tyreek Hill thing, right? We weren't on that, but he wanted to be in Miami, so they made it to Miami. But if the Jets are serious about this and Vegas says, okay, we'll give you, you know, our first-round pick and whatever else, and the Jets are like, no. We'll give you 2 first-round picks. Plus, does Vegas make the decision that forget what Aaron Rodgers wants? We got to take what we want. And now it's just because we have the better deal, we get him. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm sure they'll try to make him happy, but still.
Just trying to get inside another human being.
But what do you
head.
Want, though? Is Vegas closer to a – I mean, in that division?
No. That's the thing. I don't know. Does he want to just go someplace where he's comfortable just to play out the last couple of years? Then maybe Vegas is the place. Warm weather, no taxes. You know, you'll be competitive, but you're right. You're not winning a championship. You might have the defending Super Bowl champions in your division. Eventually, L.A.'s going to figure it out with Justin Herbert. You know Sean Payton's going to turn Denver around. You might be a fourth-place team with like 9-10 wins in that division. You don't know. But, again, I don't know if he wants to win. The Jets seem to be the best place. Even though Buffalo's in the way, you're still a playoff team. It's only one team, not a bunch of teams. But I can't get in his head. I don't know what he wants to do.
Well, I think he's in that conversation, right? It's Tom Brady and then it's everyone else. And then we start talking about Patrick Mahomes. But in his mind, he's in that conversation as the greatest of all time. And the only way to solidify that conversation is to win the second Super Bowl. I know you guys said this isn't the truth, but I really believe that him winning a Super Bowl for the Jets would be like, maybe not to the degree because LeBron is from Cleveland, but that same kind of juice. That you were able to go to a dysfunctional organization – that hasn't won since Super Bowl III, that hasn't made the playoffs in 12 years, and you win it.
He's Mark Messier, but a football player.
What has that done for Mark Messier?
Right, and Mark Messier's transcended hockey. Even non-hockey fans know Mark Messier.
Right.
He walks into New York, never has to pay for a drink. I brought it up on the air with Alan Hahn the other day. I said, you go in for an engagement in Green Bay, you're probably there for that day. If the Jets have some sort of reunion or whatever, it's a four-day weekend because you want to spend time in New York, and you become part of something special. But again, I don't know if he's thinking about that. The one thing I will not ever agree to is all the endorsements, things that he can do in New York. He's already transcended that. He's on every commercial in Green Bay. Anywhere he goes, there'll be commercials, there'll be endorsement deals. He's not going to make any extra money in New York.
I disagree with you a little bit. Now, I had a chance to go. I go to that Pebble Beach tournament that he just won. I've gone a couple times because I had a buddy who plays in it. In that room, like those rooms that you're in are filled with like the biggest hitters in the world.
Right.
It's like CEOs of Google, it's the who's who. But I think there is something to be said about being exposed to a group of people in New York. If all of a sudden, like, I'm sure Eli Manning is exposed, like, someone of that level, Michael Strahan, guys like that, he becomes, like, what you just talked about. There's a statue made of this guy, but the people that he now is surrounded by in New York, I think is different.
Eli's actually an interesting example, because with Eli, had he been in another market, he would not be remotely the star he is. We wouldn't have.
But he also won two Super Bowls. If he won two Super Bowls with the Chargers, I think he would still be pretty well known.
I don't know, man. His personality was so subtle at that time. I don't know that it would have broken through.
I think it's easier to put him in commercials and everything else and do what they do with him because he played for the Giants.
All right, who's winning the Super Bowl?
I want Kansas City to win.
Of course you do.
I picked Kansas City this morning. I just have a hard time because the Eagles are, they've only lost one game with Jalen Hurts. And you go up and down.
Against
and
who was that?
Those are the Commanders.
Thank you.
Because they could run the football, but can the Chiefs run the football? That's another question. I just think that I think the Super Bowl is different. And I think there's something to be said about Patrick Mahomes playing in his third. Andy Reid, been there, done that. And this is Nick Sirianni's first go at it. This is Jalen Hurts' first go at it. I don't think Jalen Hurts is 100% healthy. I think we all in this room would love to see Nick Sirianni get humbled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because all that guy wants to do is find cameras and meme mug in front of him. But I'm going to say the Chiefs, but I don't feel great about it.
Now, I'm curious. You're on with Dave Rothenberg from 6 to 10. So you are now seeing Dave at a time that only Sherry has seen him.
Yeah.
There aren't many people that see him at that time. What's it like?
Well, he's starving himself right now. That's currently what it
comes to. Does he put weight on again?
Well, is it working?
No, he lost the weight. He found all of it back.
Wow.
No, he's got another bar mitzvah.
Oh,
so
no.
Now it's in his head. He has to get to 185
this
pounds.
This is the only time he loses weight?
Only time he's counting
calories.
How about
for his health?
No, he doesn't care about his health. The guy, he got faintish the other day and almost passed out.
Wait, when's the bar mitzvah?
September. And he wants to get down. He's 200 and he was 220, I think, and he wants to get to 185.
So he got to 185 for the other bar
mitzvah. No, he got to 200, just under 200. 185 is always, for some reason, it has said his number.
And
he had the poo-poo take that Don had today, too.
What?
That the Super Bowl is crap. It's stupid. The halftime show is stupid.
Rihanna, yeah.
You don't love football as much as me because I don't love the Super Bowl. All the pomp and circumstance. It doesn't detract from the game.
Yes, it does.
Well, you still get the game.
You're still getting the
game. I got to wait 30 minutes.
Oh
my God. You watch 4 hours of Quincy reruns in the morning.
That's right. That's entertaining.
Oh, my God almighty.
But again, I don't want to be seen.
It's
everybody
Rihanna.
Spins what I say. It's like I don't speak English. It's like I don't speak English.
But I think
I have nothing against Rihanna. I have nothing against music. I have nothing against that. Well, no, you keep saying, I don't. I mean, I don't care about her, but I don't hate her. It's not my kind of music.
I want to
see gorgeous women. I got an internet. All right? I don't have to sit there and wait like a yo-yo for the halftime show to see a gorgeous woman. I hit a couple of like, oh, look at that. Wow, she's hot. I don't need to wait.
You gave him your password, didn't you?
All right?
Well,
I like football. Football has 12-minute halves. I got a third. I got to wait. So it bothers me, okay? Doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me a football guy.
He's spouting right now.
He has no idea what he's talking
about. Because I'll tell you why.
Well, maybe if he expanded his horizons with Nancy, he could use the halftime.
You know what?
We didn't wait until just anniversaries.
Because if you look at it,
12 minutes is fine.
Dave and Don.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest people on the station.
Yeah.
Handing in their man card that they have no interest in Rihanna.
None.
So what?
That's a problem.
You have interest in Metallica? No. So what's
appreciates
the difference?
Metallica?
But Rihanna is not only a great musician, she's gorgeous and sexy.
So what?
She's on the stage.
Wow. There's a bunch of gorgeous women here.
Wow.
Wow, she's hot.
You're all Rihanna. Everyone here is Rihanna.
Oh, my God. You make it seem like, well, geez, I'd love to see a gorgeous woman. Where could I find her? Hopefully at the Super Bowl. Please, God, during the Super Bowl, let me see someone gorgeous. What is this, Animal House? She's going to come fly through the window? We have access to beautiful women all over the world. They're in this room. I'll walk down the street, see hot women all over the place. Don't interrupt my football.
21 years of this.
Yeah. I don't care. Well, she's hot. So what? Then I can find a picture of her right now.
So here's what I would say to Don.
Right.
If, am I wrong?
Yes.
Listen. If it was your game, if the Giants were playing, I could be on board with you. You don't care who wins between Philly and Kansas City anyway. Enjoy halftime. Eat some food.
Yeah, but why not take a break? It's not. We're not taking away from the game. You go have a break. Have a couple of wings, a beer, whatever.
I gotta wait 30 minutes. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I like extending the night.
Me too.
What annoys me is how long it takes to get to the start.
If it were me, this game would be kicking off at 1.
Are you having a big party?
No. No big party.
He is. He hasn't
invited. I wasn't invited. Yeah, I'm not invited to the wedding either, apparently.
Yeah, it's nice.
If you don't invite R.J. Santillo, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, well, he's the first one outside our
show. Relationship is over.
For me and you?
Everybody.
Well, R.J. is the first invite outside
he's
of our
your guy.
Show.
I got to go. After what he did to
Michael,
us,
Michael hates him.
He's out.
Okay, hold on.
He's
Here's out. The other thing, though. This animal didn't send him his wedding gift for like 6 months.
That I understand.
Not true.
I understand.
You sent it to the venue.
So what? He got the check, and it was a good check.
It was not a great check.
It was not
check.
A good check. We've seen how you. We've seen your gift.
No, my check was
It was it was bouncing to the bank.
Did not bounce to the bank. It went through. He cashed it. RJ will make the cut. I'd be surprised if he doesn't make the cut.
Stop being mean to the company, too, you two.
Yeah, well, not me.
No, not you, because you're smart. It's these two animals.
Donna apologized.
I smoothed it out.
I'll sick Lonnie on you. You don't want that.
I smoothed it out.
You better smooth it out.
But what do I got to do?
Well, they're listening to your show, right?
Yes.
They do the same thing with us. They shut out the company. It's part of the deal.
All I did was go, what you think every time they
call. Hold on.
How dare you?
Hold on. By the way.
No, this person, you are what a piece of trash.
Rick DiPietro. If this is what frustrates me. These people listen to your show. They love it, and they should. It's a fantastic show every weekday, 6 to 10. Tremendous.
Thank you.
If they listen to what you do, and they listen to what we do, where you call up and say crude things, you text about my future wife, Don's wife.
The Amazon guy's a good-looking guy. Stand by that.
So you say – hold on. He says jokes like that. We chuckle. We say this to them, and they go, I'm not going to listen again. I'm going to walk away. That is soft, man. We deal with jokes
you
about
dismiss
our spouses.
Them. You dismiss them like they were nothing.
Well, you want to know who controls the hang-up button,
yeah, we
by
don't.
The way?
Not us.
It's Michael K.
And also Anthony.
And that rat Anthony.
And mole. One of them, he does not have a mole. It's covered by the beard. One of them hung up on the
screaming. We had the break.
We had the break. Oh, all of a sudden, we're worried about the clock now?
All of a sudden. Rick, it's great to see you. You look tremendous as always. I love this man.
Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Been so jet-centric and also with the Super Bowl, but congratulations to Brian Daboll.
Yep.
Won the AP Coach of the Year, gave Daboll. A great speech yesterday, and pretty much nailed it. He said, I'd much rather be coaching. I'm going to go home, watch the game at home, have a six-pack, some chips, he said, and I'll start my diet the day after. But what a season he had. I think he earned it. Doug Peterson obviously was a big choice. Kyle Shanahan as well. But the bottom line is Daboll got 16 first-place votes. And, Don, I think he was a clear-cut winner for what he did with a team that nobody expected was going to win.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, I guess, came in second with 12 first-place votes. So a little bit maybe closer than people thought. Jim Fossil won it in 97, Dan Reeves in 93. And, of course, Bill did in 86, Ali Sherman in 61-62, as Jess shows the graphic now.
And then they tried to boo him out of town the next
couple of years.
Oh, my
father hated Ali Sherman. He blamed Ali for everything that went wrong with the Giants after those championship game appearances. But, hey, you got the coach, right? You know, we joke every time they get a new coach, you're hoping this is going to be the next Bill Parcells, right? And I don't know if he'll be Bill Parcells, but I think you got to feel really good about the head coach. I think you feel good about the quarterback, depending on how much money you sign him for and if you do bring him back. And that's more than half the battle, right? If you got the coach, you got the quarterback, you're in pretty good shape. And I think they've got, one and a half? Because I can't go all the way on Daniel Jones because – there's still more information that you got to gather, and how much are they going to pay him, and is he definitely coming back?
Let's take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. We go to our good friend Anthony in the mail truck to start off. Anthony.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
There he is.
Good, man. So I just wanted to just tell a quick story about Joe Klecko, who I know very well. I just wanted to say, you know, when my
girlfriend was go ahead.
Go ahead. When my girlfriend was going through, her diagnosis, and my mother went through her diagnosis, the first person to call me and the first person to text me was Joe Klecko. And I just truly, this man is one of the greatest men on the face of the earth. And I put him up there with my own father. I wanted to, let you guys know that he's touched so many people's lives, and it's a shame that it took so long, but I'm just so, so happy that he finally made it into the hall. You guys are going to have a great guest coming up.
Yeah, 4:30, thanks. We'll have him. Anthony, every interaction we've had with him, he's just a delightfully nice gentleman. Don, you had more interactions in the years with the Jets. And you felt bad that it took this long, but I'm happy that it's not one of these post-mortem things where he's alive to see this and enjoy it with his family, 69 years old, and this means the world to him.
Yeah, I think it's important. Great guy. You know, he would come on this show. We had him at a beach bash, I remember, back in the day. See him all the time when I was covering the Jets. Just a great guy, cares about people. You saw that caller. I hear stories like that all the time. And the fact that he's got a relationship with the modern-day Jets, the guys that he played with, he's a special person, for sure.
And, you know, also part of the New York Sack Exchange.
Yeah.
Salam, Gastineau, Lions, and him.
Yeah, and he's definitely a part of it. Buttle has nothing but great things to say about him. And believe me, if Buttle didn't like him, he'd tell me.
Yeah, because Buttle has a lot of things to say bad about people that he doesn't like.
No, he's honest.
Yeah.
You know, he'll tell you if he likes you and if he tells you he doesn't like you.
I don't think he likes Peter. He likes the two of us. He loves you.
I think he doesn't hate me. He's fine with me.
Yeah, but if he got a phone call, Peter just left the earth.
Wow.
Like went on a ship. It wouldn't
blink. No, well.
No.
You can't use that as an example.
Why?
Because he's not fazed by death.
I'm not saying death. If he went like up on the Blue Origin rocket to the moon.
You don't think he'd care?
No.
Is what you're saying?
No, not a bit.
It's unfortunate.
I think he would like Natalie if he met her.
I mean, he could have met her when she was at the softball game. But while she was one inch away, he was too busy telling me I'm an idiot for wanting to get married. What are you doing?
He's honest.
Well, he's honest.
Natalie's literally 5 feet away. No, Greg is a really nice and interesting guy. His read on me, though, talk about not understanding your audience. He looks at my fiance and my dog and goes, "What are you getting married for?" And get rid of the dog. I'm like, this is all I got. These are the two things I care about. He would say, "No, you don't need a fiance. You don't need a dog." I would say, "Well, then find me in a ditch. What else is there?"
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.